Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina, and it's day five of North Carolina football offense preview. Greg, we're talking about wide receivers. Austin Proehl certainly will get most of the headlines. Jordan Cunningham, another senior on the roster. Your take on the position?
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting dynamic for North Carolina at wide receiver with you guys like Ryan Switzer, Mac Collins, Buck Howard, names that we've heard for 4 years are no longer there. And while we have heard Austin Proehl's name, we have heard Thomas Jackson's name, a lot of these other guys we haven't heard a lot of. You mentioned Jordan Cunningham, a transfer from Vandy. We haven't seen him do a whole lot. He's had a few plays here and there. But what Gunnar Brewer is going to be wanting out of his position group is consistency. And that's really what we were looking for during spring ball. In the spring game, Javal Millett had some shoulder surgeries the last couple of years. He really kind of stood up and was the best player at wide receiver. A big kid, 6'4", 210. He's got decent speed. He's a guy that can really handle that position. They're going to need him to do that. And then you've got guys like Anthony Ratliff-Williams, who's just a great athlete. And then, of course, Tommy, you've got some young guys. I mean, you've got a guy like JT Coffin, Bo Corrales, both guys that are freshmen, came in, have been able to work out with the team, have a lot of potential. And then you've even got a guy like Roscoe Johnson, who redshirted last year, who possibly is the fastest guy on the team, who could maybe step in and take that Mac Hollins role of blowing the top off of a defense. So a lot of options, just not a lot of experience right now.
I think Thomas Jackson fits your consistency bill. We'll see come fall. That'll do it for our offensive preview. The defense comes soon.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.